Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation.
Brown skin girl. Superiority is not associated with your skin, but neither are you less than your lighter skin companions. You see, you were blessed with skin as deep as the ocean, representing the depth of your soul. And the more that you dig into your earthy tones, you'll come to recognise that you are laced with gold, you see, for it's the darkest berry that's the sweetest, and the richest chocolate that is nutritious to the body. You are neither beneath anybody, nor are you the tail end of a conversation. You are front and centre, and I'm sorry for the persecution that you face. From hands that look just like yours, meant to protect, but are the ones casting you into the fire. But worry not, as out of the flames you become refined in elegance and in grace. And to all my lighter skinned women, this is not an anti-you poem, this is self-love. For I know what it's like to be in a place where you're ranked by the colour of your skin, where your beauty is pushed to the wayside and pretty for a black girl is a banner that you wave. I know what it feels like to hear men that same shade as you uplift to lighter skinned women and bash the same women who pushed them out of the womb. I know what it feels like to see no representation of you, to not see your hair, your nose, your lips portrayed as beautiful. I know what it feels like. And I choose to no longer apologise for what God strategically blessed me with, brown skin girl. Your superiority is in your skin. Please come to recognise that your worth is more than any ruby, more than any gem, for you, my dear, are precious beyond words.
Oh, wow, that's gorgeous. Well done. So lovely. Tell us a little bit about you and we'll have a chat about the poem and why you, you know, what inspired you to write that. So who are you? Tell the listeners who you are.
So I'm Amrys Powell. I was born in Antigua in the Caribbean. Okay. I migrated without any form of choice of my own, because I was six with my parents and my brother, to London first, lived there for a year, and then migrated to Wales, and I've been in Wales ever since. I've always loved being creative. I think ever since I was like younger, my parents could see that I just loved dancing around. I loved singing from the top of my lungs in my house. Like, I couldn't shut up, honestly. And then I got to secondary school and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I just got taken away into doing like performing arts. And I remember this moment specifically. I was in year nine, the school production was happening. I didn't like audition for it, I was too shy to do it. And then I remember my drama teacher, because she was also quite an artist, we were helping paint in the flats whilst everyone else was like rehearsing on the stage. And I remember just like looking at everyone and seeing all like the lights and the music and the singing, and I was just there when I should be painting, just staring, like awestruck, like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And there were just other pupils the same age as me in school just doing something that they loved, and I just remembered like vowing, like, the next production I'm gonna be in it, I don't care what it is, I don't have to do anything, I could just be backstage, I don't care, I just want to be in it. And like, yeah, ever since then, like, my love for like creativity is just like grown from there.
Yes. And did your confidence, obviously your confidence,
yeah, my confidence
grew.
And I got into singing a little bit, and when there was like, so Petherbridge Road, there used to be a studio there in the youth centre. I used to do like vocal training there. I did a little bit of dance here and there and stuff. So like, I just kind of like delved into this whole world, yeah, of like being creative, being a performer. And yeah,
what school did you go to?
I went to Michelstone Community College.
I was going to say Petherston Road. It's in Ely. Yeah,
yeah, it's in Ely. I'm a Kyra girl. Yeah. I'm an Ely girl pretty much, like through and through. Yeah. So yeah, I went to Michelstone, and there was like great opportunities there, especially like I didn't think that I was in like an area that was considered like deprived or anything. Even in the school I was in, they never made that like us feel like we would like deprive children. There were so many opportunities for us to do things, like stuff like jukebox coming in and meeting those lot, and like so many things that just opened up my eyes to like do different things. So I'm just super grateful for that.
Yeah, Markerson School's amazing. Do you know, it's funny actually, I love what you said there about, you were saying kind of about limitations. They didn't tell you that you couldn't do it, so there was no limitations. And I saw a TikTok the other day with this guy put all these fleas into a jar and he put the lid on. And after a couple of months or a couple of weeks, the fleas learned, because they couldn't go any further. They couldn't go any further as they were jumping from the lid. But then, so when they took the lid off, they were still jumping to that height, even though they could have jumped out. And it was like a metaphor for, you know, when you're trained that you can only go that far, that's where you will stay.
Yeah.
So I thought, wow, what you just said just reminded me of that. So yeah, I love that. The fact that, you know, they didn't bestow any limitations on you, and that's exactly what's needed. If you're told you're in a deprived area, you're going to feel like that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which one would you like to do?
I'd like to do freedom.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I have to sing a bit, little bit. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, please.
Freedom, freedom, I can move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Can't let my freedom rot in hell, no. I'ma keep running 'cause a winner don't quit on themselves. For God so loved the world, he gave it you, black child. You with skin like bronze, whose eyes shine like moonstone and hair like refined wool. You, who is neither an accident nor a coincidence, but a thought out plan mapped out by ancient hands to give you a future and a hope. You, who is built on the foundation of ancestors who broke chains and led rebellions. You, who has been instilled with an unmovable and an unshakable spirit when standing in the face of adversity. You, molded on rhythm and blues, soul food, cookouts and family reunions. You, birthed into this world to make a difference, to introduce change. You. So go. Go into all the world and make your place known, for the violent taketh by force. Be not afraid to take space in the rooms that were once not meant for you. Let your voice ring loud and let your anthem cry. Be not comfortable with tables presented towards you. Build the tables, build the seats, hell, build the building, black child. Superiority may not be associated with your skin, but neither are you less than your lighter skin companions, black child. You were blessed with skin as deep as the ocean, representing the depth of your soul. And the more that you dig into your earthy tones, you'll come to recognize that you are laced with gold, black child. Your time is now, so take what was once yours and then some. Fill the earth with your light. Be loud, boast off, free up yourself, bring joy, bring vibes, big up yourself wherever you go, because black child, for God so loved the world, he gave it you.
Oh, that's lovely. And you've got a gorgeous voice as well.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's really lovely. So I know you're doing your PGCE at the moment. Do you want to talk to us a little bit? What do you think about representation? Do you think is important?
I think representation is really, really important. So like with a lot of the like poetry that I write and I've written, it's obviously from like a perspective, like my perspective of being a black child. And I always have conversations with some of my friends, and I always tell them that when me and my brother migrated to Wales, we were the first black children in our primary school in the early 2000s, and how like growing up there wasn't very much of a representation of us, and as we got older more people started to migrate in, and at times you could really like start to notice that you were the other. And growing up as a black child in a predominantly like white community, there wasn't many people that looked like you. Like me and my friends joke about how like for, like makeup representation wasn't a thing for us when we grew up, you know, like we had one foundation, that was it. You had to mix it, like you had to like learn everything to kind of like make sure you fit in. So like being a teacher as well, like coming to be a teacher, that was like one of my biggest things, was like I want to go into a profession where a lot of people don't get to see a representation of them. And the joy you get, like when I walk in, you see a little brown skin girl or brown skin boy look at you like shocked, like, oh, like we've got a black teacher, like that's so like weird to them. And but they're like, you can see that they joy in the understanding, and it's able to just like me being there, them knowing that they're seen, and like I understand you, I understand like experiences you also might have gone through, but also being able to show that we are now on a time of like changing, like we are progressing now, like this is going to eventually be the norm, and this should have been the norm. So like, yeah, representation is so close to my heart. Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah, me too. I think it's so important. I mean, you know, in Wales, we've got now a lot of movement towards, you know, creating a more equitable, well, everything really, you know, institution. But we are still lacking teachers, you know, because a lot of students come here from England. They love Cardiff and then they go back to London or Bristol, you know, they don't stay. We're not retaining them. I did some work in the beginning of Be Excellent and we're teaching assistants. So I was working specifically with them, trying to identify them across Wales and then helping them, supporting them and encouraging them into professional teaching role. But a lot of them actually were, if we're looking at the figures, I would say 90% of them were women, TAs, and a large proportion of those were Asian women who didn't want to go into teaching. They were quite happy doing, you know, it was that work-life balance thing. So, and I know a lot of people have gone into teaching and loved it, but also I know some that lasted 2 minutes. A friend of mine, Natalie, lasted 2 minutes, you know. But that was up in the valley. So I think if she came to Cardiff, it might have been a different experience for her. But she kind of gave up, which was really sad because she's a Welsh teacher as well.
Yeah, like and it's the same with like doing this course. Obviously, we've got a few like people of colour on the course. And even like when it came to like placements and stuff, a lot of us were like quite apprehensive because although others may be like, they have other worries of like, oh, going into a new school. A lot of us was like, we don't really want to go into a school that's in like the valleys because we don't want to be like the only one. And I even like said that, and I know some people's on this course that are probably not going to stay in Cardiff and not going to stay in Wales because they're going to migrate to Bristol and London because they know that there are teachers out there that look more like them and they don't want to be like the only one, which I can understand. But it's at that same time, and like I'm thinking like maybe we have to be the only one so others can see, and then they will start coming in and be like, oh, there's actually others out there. So it's a hard kind of balance to kind of think on what's like the right thing to do.
Please stay. Please stay. Especially drama, I think, is fascinating. I can't, you know, I can imagine the fun and the difference, you know, your vibe will bring to a drama kind of course, you know, the curriculum. You can put your own spin and you'd be able to do things that you think are really important for kids to learn. So it's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Like, you know, like, I'm excited.
I'm excited and a little apprehensive because I'm not a person that likes to be restricted, but I'm the excited because I'm very much in tune with my culture. I'm very much passionate about Caribbean culture. I'm very much passionate about like what goes on and like bringing those stories in.
And
like we were just talking like off the air, we were talking about BAMED, and like that's something because I'm trying like this curriculum, the new curriculum for Wales, it's much more open to us for us to interpret how we want to run our classes, run our lessons. And I'm just like, if we are going to do representation, why not do it right? We've got people there, we can get people in there. Like I've got like connections with people, like this is representation, this is what's happening in the world, and you can be represented in the classroom through the things that we do. So,
That's amazing. I'm excited to see what you do. It's going to be really good fun to watch you. There's 34,000 teachers in Wales and only 1,000 are either black, you know, black or brown, which is crazy when you think of the whole population. And I'm looking forward to see where we are in 5 years. I know there's been massive progress in education with the curriculum, as you said, and DARPL as well, and BAMED. So there is intentional work going on, which is great. But it'd be great to see lots of sciences as well, tech. I want to see teachers in all areas. But I think because one of the curriculum aspects now is the creatives, isn't it? It's very focused on creatives. I think that's really exciting. Brilliant. Someone like Lucia, who's with us at WIU, as I mentioned, she's 13 and she's doing lots of performing arts in school and has given her a massive platform and confidence. So she's quite academic, but she's also very, very creative.
That's really
good, if you could do any kind of play when you get into the teaching role and they give you an opportunity to do a play, what would you do?
I would love to do something that's not done. Mm. And I can't give you like a name, but I would love, for example, a big thing that I want to do is start like contacting people that I know who are teachers in the Caribbean. Like a lot of my family members are teachers. Oh, and wow. If drama teachers out there and be like, what's on your curriculum? I would really love to bring in Caribbean stories because there is a lot of playwrights who are black and brown. There are a lot of plays that are not recognizable and not your most popular and haven't been out there, and there's stories that need to be told, and I would love to do something like that rather than doing the same thing. And if we are going to do the same thing, I would change it. Like genders, races would just change because it then tells a different story.
Yeah.
It gives you different experiences and stuff. But yeah, to think of an actual play, I genuinely wouldn't know.
I'm not a creative, but I have approached somebody who is. I would love to tell the story of Mansa Munsa.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's so many elements to that. The entrepreneurism, the money and the mathematics. Yeah. There's loads of elements you can touch on in terms of meeting the curriculum needs. So, yeah, I'd love to tell the story of Mansa Munsa. And I think, you know, all these stories are coming to light now for us. And I love it. I learn something practically every day. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts as well. So, yeah, the world's your oyster when you become a teacher, isn't it? You've got loads of freedom.
So this one is called Three's a Crowd. They say three's a crowd. I strive to be you. The personification of perfection, that's who you are in the eyes of those who stood before you. Not one fault could be found. Trust me, I spent countless nights trying to find a loophole in your existence. She's perfect, they'd say. Can't do no wrong, they'd say, as they marvelled at your beauty and your grace and how eloquently you spoke and the softness of your voice like heaven opened up every time a breath left your lips. Just perfect. They say three's a crowd. I strive to be you. A firecracker, a light that brightens up a whole room as if it were the sky. Personality 100, everything amplified. That's who you are in the eyes of those who stand before you. Your whole existence oozed extra loud, all things OTT, and it worked for you. You see, with you it clicked. With you it made sense. She's so funny, they'd say. I just love her, they'd say, as they watched you with amusement, captured by the presence that you bring and how you unapologetically embraced who you are and what you believed in. They say three's a crowd. I strived, I begged, I pleaded with rivers of salt water paving its way down my face, wanting so much to be, wanting for anything to be less of me and more of you, because me wasn't good enough. Me wasn't interesting, me wasn't worthy, me wasn't got overlooked. What have I got to do to be? What did I do wrong that I got stuck with being me? Did I miss the mark? Did I fail a test? What have I got to do not to be? And this is not me being bitter or jealous. Well, not anymore. Well, not as much. You see, this is from a place of seeking for answers, from a place of desperation. They say three's a crowd. It looks like all the positions have been taken, like there isn't any room for me. You said I was called. You said you knew me before time began, that you have a purpose for my life. So why is it the more that I read, the further I seem to be, the less of me I see? Who can I be if it's not okay for me to be me? I'm asking you a question. If I let you in, do I have to lose me? If I let you in, can't I just be? And yes, I want to change, and yes, I want to be free, but you said I was made uniquely. You see, they say three's a crowd, so tell me, where do I fit in this spectrum called life?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.